KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Former President Trump's sentencing in his hush money case has been postponed until September 18th. The judge agreed to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Mr. Trump had been scheduled to face sentencing July 11th on his New York conviction on felony charges of falsifying business records. He denies any wrongdoing. Barrel making a mark in the Caribbean. In an interview with Sky News, Marlon Gibson, a manager for Kestrel Logistics in St. Vincent, says Barrel was terrifying, knocking out power and tearing the roofs off houses.
I'm not used to this kind of weather. This is actually the strongest storm that we've had come through St. Vincent in my lifetime. And I hope that I don't have another one. And to be fair, this wasn't even a direct hit. The eye of the storm was closer down to Caracou and Grenada.
At least six people have died after Barrel slammed the Southeast Caribbean. Also at SRNnews.com, many Democrats remain worried about Joe Biden's reelection chances even as the campaign pushes forward. Greg Cluxton has more.
Team Biden says the campaign continues after the president's disastrous debate showing and that he's fit for the job. But Democrats remain panicked, especially after seeing the early post-debate poll numbers. Nearly three-quarters of all registered voters in a CBS News poll don't think Biden has the mental and cognitive health to be president. And a USA Today poll shows nearly half of registered Democrats don't think the president should be running. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says while inflation in the U.S. is slowing again after higher readings earlier this year, more such evidence will be needed before the Fed starts cutting interest rates. This is SRN News. The mayor of Los Angeles considers synagogue safety.
Karen Bass says she is open to the idea of establishing buffer zones around Jewish places of worship after Palestinian protesters rallied outside Adas Torah Synagogue. Fistfights with Jewish people broke out there and arrests were made. Bass says she's looking into the possibility of buffer zones with her legal advisors, but fears that an ordinance would not pass constitutional muster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect on September 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and some over-the-counter drugs. This is SRN News. Gang violence in Haiti displacing hundreds of thousands of children.
The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says gang violence has uprooted more than 300,000 children in Haiti. Children are more than half of the nearly 580,000 people who've become homeless in the last 4 months. UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, says the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding before our eyes is taking a devastating toll on children. I'm Donna Water.
But there is some hope for Haiti. Authorities say they've regained control of a police station in Haiti's capital that has been the target of armed gangs in recent months. That station located in the western tip of Port-au-Prince. Last week, hundreds of Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti to help release the country from the tight hold of the armed criminal gangs. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.